Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Read from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had ordered them. When they saw him, they worshipped, but they doubted. Then Jesus approached and said to them, "All power in heaven and earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always until the end of the age." The Gospel of the Lord. Invite all of you for a minute or two to do an Ignatian exercise with me. God has given us, these are called intellectual faculties by Aristotle and Aquinas, he's given us a memory, an understanding, and imagination. Memory calls to mind past events. Understanding is the ability to penetrate the truth. And the imagination is the creative part of our intellect. We can create certain images in our minds. So I'd like you to utilize your imagination. And the imagination can be used for good or for bad. The Ignatian dynamic is to help us to use our imagination for good things. So, ready? Okay, try to call to mind the happiest day in your life. You got it? I got mine. Okay, try to call to mind the happiest hour in your life. Got it? Try to call to mind the happiest minute in your life. Got it? Call to mind the happiest moment in your life. I've got it. Okay, now magnify that joy. A million times. Then add to that eternity. There you have a mere glimpse of where we're all heading. That's called heaven. Now, if we would do this frequently, all of us would make it to heaven easily. Easily. A breeze, no? Okay, I'll reveal to you on a personal note the happiest day, hour, minute, and moment in my life. So it'll be this Thursday, 37 years ago. So 37 years ago it was a Sunday. It was the Sunday after Pentecost. The place was St. Peter's Basilica in Rome. Present was the church, the basilica was packed to the gills. And who was present there was Have you ever heard of John Paul II? So it started at 9:30. It was my ordination. So it started at 9:30, but after about an hour, the ordination ceremony started. And I knelt down, and John Paul II placed his hands on my head. He's a saint, right? I've got holy hair. A little bit less, because it's 37 years, no? I am a walking relic. That's why my barber saves my hair. She saves my hair. That was almost 37 years ago. It almost seems like yesterday. So John Paul II placed his hands on me, and then after a relatively short prayer, I was ordained a priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek. And one of the families here, their son is going to be ordained to the diaconate, I think it's going to be the same day, right? So May 25th, their son will be ordained as a deacon. Pray for him. Reneal is his name, so we share something in common. Huh? So that was, for me, the happiest day, hour, moment in my life. And if I'm ever in desolation, I think about that, and that brings me from desolation to consolation. So, the reason why I tell you this story is because if you listen to a homily on the Ascension, every priest is going to give a different homily. And we have to preach on what really touches our heart most. Like Father Jerry and Father Alino and Father Dave, I have the Master too. They're all going to preach a homily. It's probably going to be very good. But we all have different inspirations. And for me, when I think about the Ascension, for me, I think about heaven. I don't know about you people. Maybe you have another inspiration. For me, Ascension and heaven, they're inseparable. Because what did Jesus do? He rises from the dead, right? 40 days he's appearing to Mary and Magdalene and the disciples and 500 at the same time and St. Paul. He's showing to the people that he's really alive. For 40 days. And then he says, okay, go from Jerusalem, go to Galilee, go on to the top of the mountain, and then we'll meet there. And then he gives his last words, which were, all power in heaven and earth have been given to me. Go out and baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Teach all that I have taught, and behold, I'll be with you always until the end of the world. Those were the last words. And then he goes up to heaven. So, as Teresa of Avila says, now, if you really, you people, you want to go to heaven, right? Más o menos, or you really? If you really want to go to heaven, I think this is one of the most powerful motivations if we have to think about heaven. Unfortunately, I don't think we think about heaven that much. I would say starting today, at least spend 1 minute a day thinking about heaven. Can you try to do that? Maybe before you go to bed, say your prayers and think, I'm going to think about heaven. That can help you to overcome the biggest obstacles and carry the heaviest crosses. But you have to have that before your mind's eye. Now, relate heaven to eternity. I love Teresa of Avila, don't you? What a great saint. Teresa de Avila says that, I'll say it in Espanol and then in English, okay? She says that our life is like una mala noche in una mala taberna. That's Spanish that probably the Mexicans don't understand that because it's a different type of Spanish. Mala noche, you know what that is, it's a lousy night. Mala taberna would be translated one lousy night in a lousy motel. That's that would be the American interpretation. A lousy night in a one-star lousy hotel that smells lousy, it's got cucarachas, and you got some cholos next to you, okay? It's a lousy night in a lousy hotel. I mean, you're gonna get up eventually. He says that that's what our life is like. But with respect to heaven, not only do you think about the joy, but also it's important to think about eternity. Now the joys that we experience here is, have you ever heard the word ephemeral, okay? It's a college word, okay, ephemeral. Or transitory. Very quick. Okay, you had your ice cream cone at Baskin Robbins yesterday, right? Man, that was good, huh? And ended by wearing half of it because it melted on you, huh? I like a good ice cream cone. But it's gone. But heaven is not ephemeral. Heaven is forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Those two ideas, if you meditate upon heaven and eternity, how could you not make it to heaven? I think it'd almost be impossible. Because you're thinking also about the reality of hell, at least implicitly. How could you not make it if you're thinking about the greatest joy in your life, magnify that a million times, and then forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. And none of us are getting any younger, are we? How many of you are a year older than last year? Can I see a hand count? Did you notice that I did not raise my hand because I was born on leap year? Ah! The next year is going to be a big 17, huh? None of us are getting any younger. You age four times faster than me, but we're all aging, right? St. Peter says, for God, one day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is like one day. St. Peter. St. James says that our life is like a puff of smoke. Remember as a kid, my dad, he loved to smoke cigars, the good ones from Cuba. Man, my dad liked a good stogie, huh? He liked a good cigar. So after dinner, sit down, you pull out cigar, get that specific cutter, cut it, no? He'd light it, and then my dad would blow, he would go, and he'd be blowing these circles. And I'd try to put my finger in the circle. But before I got it in, it already disappeared. That's what St. James is saying. You know, you can't put your finger around a smoke circle forever. It disappears. But I love the image of the great St. Augustine, the doctor of grace, huh? I'll ask you to do another exercise. Could all of you do me a favor right now? Are you looking at me? Blink, blink. Do it again, blink. Once more, blink. Okay, you're getting your blinking exercises today, right? St. Augustine says that our life on earth, in comparison with eternity, is a mere blink of the eye. You like these images? Our life on earth, my friends, is a mere blink of the eye. So I'm going to give you, very briefly, a 3-step program to get to heaven. Amen? How many of you are sinners here? Okay, when you sin, get up. Nunc chepi. Get up. We're all sinners. I went to confession yesterday. I try to go once a week. You know, we're all sinners. Welcome to the club. Welcome to the club of the sinners. The Sinner Club of St. Peter Chanel. Welcome. We sin, but okay, get up. You know, I like baseball. Did you know? Playing baseball. If you make out, 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 hit, 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 you're one of the best batters in baseball. Any of you know anything about baseball? You know what baseball? You know what baseball? The ball, hit it, huh? Run around those bases, no? The only sport which it's not a sin to steal. You can steal bases, huh? Okay. Hey, if you're 1-for-3 in baseball, you're going to be about the best baseball hitter. Yesterday, Aaron Judge went 4-for-4, man. But usually, you're going to be making outs. So you play baseball, oh, I struck out, I'm a loser, I'm going to strike out again. You're not going to make it beyond Little League baseball, huh? You fall, get up. You ever watch football? If a guy's tackled, is he going to stay down the rest of the game? Of course not. Get up. Second is this. Right now, you people have the key to getting to heaven. Are you listening? Don't zone out yet, okay? Receive Holy Communion with the three F's. Fire, fervor, and frequency. Receive the Eucharist with fire of love, fervor, faith, and frequency. You receive Holy Communion, you're going to make it to heaven. Jesus said, I'm the bread of life. Whoever eats my body and drinks my blood will have everlasting life, and I'll raise him up on the last day. John chapter 6. That's a promise. The two most important things you can do in your life is go to confession and receive Holy Communion. Amen? And lastly, you want to get to heaven? Love Mary. We're in the month of May. Love Mary. If you do that, my friends, there's a good chance that not only will you make it to heaven, but you can make it to heaven without the pit stop of even going to purgatory. So I'm going to pray for you. You pray for me that all of us, our loved ones, we will go to heaven. Amen.